This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Today marks 22nd Memorial Day of CPNUML's founding leader, Manmohan Adhikari. Additional 3 corona-related deaths reported across the country, and India's coronavirus crisis deepens as countries promise aid. Now the news in detail. Today is the 22nd Memorial Day of the Communist Party of Nepal UML's founding chairperson Manmohan Adhikari. Deputy Prime Minister and CPNUML General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel, along with other leaders, reached Lalitpur-based Manmohan Memorial Foundation today and extended tribute to the first elected Communist Prime Minister and the then chairperson of the party, late Adhikari. No formal programs have been organized to mark the Memorial Day today, considering the increasing risks of coronavirus infection in the country. Chairperson of the foundation, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel, said that the ideology, thoughts, norms and values propounded by the leader Adhikari were equally exemplary and relevant even today for every member of the Communist Party. Former Prime Minister Adhikari had passed away on the 26th of April in 1999 at the age of 78. 3 more corona-related deaths have been reported in Baki, Kanchanpur and Parsa district. Baki district's COVID-19 crisis management center's focal person Tej Oli said a 45-year-old woman of Kohalpur 5 died while receiving treatment at Nepalganj Medical College. Likewise, a 70-year-old man of Pimdatanagar 15 died of coronavirus infection last night. Similarly, a 60-year-old man of Adarsanagar 6 in Birganj metropolitan city died of coronavirus infection today. As many as 99 coronavirus infection cases have been reported in Birganj today through PCR tests conducted at Narayani Hospital. Narayani Hospital's COVID-19 coordinator Saroj Roshan Das said of the infected, 86 people are from Parsa district, 10 from Bara, 2 from Rauthat and 1 person from Sarlai district. 3 district administration offices in Kathmandu Valley have decided to halt their services other than essential ones for 1 week. Issuing a notice yesterday, the decision was made to close the services for a week following the increasing cases of coronavirus in the valley, and some of the staffers at the Kathmandu district administration were detected with COVID-19. The meeting of the 3 chief district officers of the valley is said to be underway, and some concrete decisions are expected from the meeting. The government has postponed all the university-level examinations that were being held by maintaining physical distance until further notice. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center held on Saturday made a decision to this effect, keeping in view of the increasing rise of COVID-19 infection in the country. However, all the examinations of TU scheduled for today are being administered. 1 person died and 11 others were injured in a jeep accident in Baitari district. According to District Police Office Baitari, the deceased has been identified as Devidatta Joshi of Dasrath Chand Municipality 9. Police informed that of the injured driver, Tarandatta Joshi is in critical condition and 10 others are in normal condition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. India's new coronavirus infections hit a record peak for a 5th day on Monday as countries including Britain, Germany and the United States pledged to send urgent medical aid to fight the crisis overwhelming its hospital. Infection in the past 24 hours rose to more than 352,000, with overcrowded hospitals in Delhi and elsewhere turning away patients after running out of supplies of medical oxygen and beds. On Sunday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all citizens to get vaccinated and exercise caution, while hospitals and doctors have put out urgent notices saying they were unable to cope with the rush of patients. In some of the worst hit cities, including the capital, bodies were being burnt in makeshift facilities offering mass services. At least 82 people have been killed in a fire at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in the capital of Iraq, Baghdad. More than 100 others were injured in the blaze which erupted at the hospital on Saturday night. Reports say an accident that caused an oxygen tank to explode, sparking the blaze. Videos on social media show firefighters scrambling to extinguish the flames as people flee the building. Iraq's Prime Minister on Sunday suspended the health minister and ordered an investigation into the tragedy. Claude Zhao has made history by becoming the first woman of color and only the second woman at all to win the Best Director Award at the Oscars. Chinese-born, British-educated, US-based Zhao also won Best Picture for Nomadland, her third feature film. All three have been quietly compelling portraits of people, often played by non-professional actors in the margin of society in the American West. But her next film will be Departure, a Marvel comic blockbuster Internals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Today marks 22nd Memorial Day of CPN-UML's founding leader Manmohan Adhikari. Additional 3 corona-related deaths reported across the country and India's coronavirus crisis deepens as countries promise aid. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.